Antonio has only been able to
identify... Blog Talk Radio.
There's now an effort to work with the consulates of Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. The bodies of two workers have been recovered after they were trapped 20 feet underground following a trench collapse in Gerald, Texas, about 40 miles north of Austin. Mark McAdams with the Gerald Fire Department says crews used heavy equipment and worked around the clock to get to the victims.
The process was complicated due to the soil and the depth of the trench, which was over 20 feet.
McAdams says the two men were part of a team working on a sewer line in a construction area when the trench collapsed yesterday. An investigation is underway into what led to the collapse. Ukrainian President Zelensky is urging the United Nations to expel Russia from the global organization. Zelensky called Russian President Vladimir Putin a terrorist and said his daily killing spree in Ukraine must stop. Zelensky argued Russia must be held accountable for its ongoing war against Ukraine. Turkey is lifting its opposition to Finland and Sweden joining NATO. White House security spokesperson John Kirby says it will make a big difference in expanding and increasing the alliance's reach. Kirby is with President Biden during NATO meetings in Madrid. The Biden administration is being sued over the resumption of oil and gas lease sales in the West. Affected states are Nevada, Utah, Montana, and North Dakota. The lawsuit from a coalition of environmental groups say the action could cost billions of dollars worth of harm to air and water quality and wildlife. Snapchat is launching its subscription service called Snapchat Plus. It's a collective of exclusive, experimental, and pre-release features available on the platform for $4 per month. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with expertise and tools with Windows 11 to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. To do more with a Latitude laptop, Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Wednesday. We'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies today. High temperatures around 69, 70 degrees. Tonight, slight chance of rain showers moving back in. Low temperatures back down to about 57. For Thursday and for Friday, more sunshine expected. High temperatures on the rise in the mid-70s with mostly clear skies through the overnight. Low temperatures in the mid-50s. Saturday, mostly cloudy skies with a few sun breaks. Highs around 72 with a slight chance of drizzle moving back in for Saturday night. Low temperatures down to about 57.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Wow, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We've got a great lineup for you today. I'm really excited about it. Two amazing people that have said yes to a life path, but that life path is in service. It's in service of you. It's in service of the world. It's in service. And so when you think about that, I really have to think about it a lot lately, especially after I wrote that chapter for Peggy in her book. And I thought about a couple things that people have said. And I stopped for a minute and I thought to myself, I did not sit down and have an Akashic Record reading or something like that. You know, what I realized about how I got here to be honored to be in the presence of all of you amazing people is by stepping in a few potholes, understanding that that felt not good. And then understanding what happens when you make decisions that feel so easy, you don't even think about it, you don't look back. Living a life that takes you on a path where you are just waking up, breathing, smiling. You understand there's things in the world that bother you, but you're not really about them. I didn't wake up one day and say to myself, I think I'm going to do this. I think this is it. I just know that there was a point in my life where I realized I don't want people to go through the kinds of things I went through in my life if I can help it. And this happens to be the way. My guess, yeah, Lisa. Lisa Estabrook, same. Artist, mother, way shower, author, home herbalist, love that, plant whisperer, got a lot of questions for her. Spent 30 years, maybe more, I don't know, but the point is spent a large chunk of time of her life to create something meaningful, heart-led, right? Healthy and joyful. And I want to stop here a minute and say healthy and joyful because yesterday I got a bunch of emails from you all about, really, that's really, you were that sick. You had that thing. You got that help. And what I learned along the way from so many people, and Benny, you remember Katya, right? Of Urban Wellness.
Katya Defani.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And people like Katya, for me, help me understand what it is in the power of plant spirit, anything. And so when Linda says to me, why do you have so many plants? Do you really need another plant? I don't have to explain it to her. I'm just going to send her to mysoulflower.com. I'm going to send her over to Lisa. And I'm going to say, I don't have an explanation, but here's what I know. There's an energy. And there's an energy that is so ancient. For you could go to your local pharmacy. This is what people did. Plants, flower energy, the rituals that were established around this. And by the way, today, one of the most used indigenous herbs universally is sage. But today, we're going to hear from this amazing woman, this author, what you should know and what the community is about. Lisa, it's great to have you. Thank you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here, Pat.
I want to get a little background.
Yeah.
And to start, because we are going to talk about, you know, the Soulflower Oracle. We are going to talk about that. There is more to talk about for a minute. And the more that I want us to talk about is the power of what we've learned from those that have come before, right? And what do I mean by that? I mean, if we could think for a minute about the community that has come before, if we can think about thousands and thousands of years ago when people looked at the land, right? And just for lack of a better word, they look at the land, they looked up what was available to them. They couldn't get in their SUV and drive down the road. They're like, oh, what's this flower? And they created the essence of the wisdom that has been passed forward to us. For me, here's my question to you. What's created the wisdom for you to enable you to be on the life path you're on today?
Pat, it was the deep remembering that I am part of that web that you just spoke of, that I'm not separate from the earth. I am earth. I mean, we talk about this in terms of like we're a part of nature. We live on this earth, but we are actually earth itself. We are made of the same atoms and molecules that the plants are made of, that the rocks are made of. We're all recycled over and over and over. And for me, in my own journey, it was remembering that I am a part of this and that all the wisdom that is held in the earth for all these generations is held in my DNA, in my cells of my body. And, you know, we just have in our modern world so many distractions, and an underlying paradigm of searching outside of ourselves for and accepting wisdom from external experts. We are very disempowered in that way, and we don't trust what we know, you know, for ourselves. And so for me, and I was very much a part of that, very much a part of that. It was only until my 40s that I realized, well, hey, I followed the direction from, you know, this is classic midlife, right? I followed direction from loving parents, community that supported me. I grew up a very privileged lifestyle, all those sorts of things. I did everything I was supposed to do, and I was not happy, and I was not healthy. And so for me, that was the wake-up call where I, like, my body was so loud, and our bodies are so wise, and they're communicating with us as much as any other consciousness outside. You know, the plants are another human. They're talking to us all the time, and I just had spent my lifetime, you know, shutting it down, numbing it, taking a painkiller because I'm in pain, you know, or whatever it is. I wasn't willing to accept responsibility for my own life journey until I was. And so for me, it's been a decade now of learning to trust my inner wisdom, learning to trust what I know to be true, and empowering myself, taking responsibility for my life and taking responsibility for the choices that I make, and knowing that I'm fully responsible for it all, and, you know, just feeling empowered to know that, like, life isn't always going to be, you know, the roses, the bed of roses. There's the thorns too, and that's part of it. And, you know, it's nothing personal. It's all helping us grow, us grow. And so I just remember that basically a complicated houseplant, you know, that's really where I got to. And I need the same care and tending that I give to my children, that I give to my plants, to my animals, all that. So that's been the journey for me. That's been the journey.
I had to ask the question for a lot of reasons. One is, you know, I know for myself now, I'm getting asked these questions myself, and there's always a beautiful story that leads people to where they are. You know, there's also a beautiful story that leads us to a Soul Flower Oracle, and just the idea of soul, flower, plant, spirit, right? Just saying that. Because we're here to tell everybody today, we are talking about that. We are talking about soul, flower, plant, spirit, oracle, deck, and guidebook with Lisa, of course. But we're talking about the energy of it. Why is it so important in the world we're living in today? You know, what is it about the energy? And I believe there are 44 in the deck, correct?
Absolutely, yeah.
What is it about the energy of these that transcends anything we want to think about in terms of resistance and points us to an incredible focus of wisdom for each and every one of them? And I want to ask you, I mean, look, this took you several years to create.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a reason. See, I think anytime something takes that long, it's directly the equivalent to how much it's needed in the world. Mm. What was your sense of the world needing this now?
A great deal. We, like I said, we've forgotten our power. We've forgotten as women. You know, for me, it's really about remembering the divine feminine and embodying that, remembering it, healing it, and embodying it. And when I say healing, I'm not talking about curing a physical symptom. I'm talking about remembering the wholeness of who I am. And the flowers, we are all in relationship with the plants. We're all in relationship with the flowers already. And so for me, you know, the creation of this deck was a beautiful dance with each of these flowers. Each one of them came, you know, into my life to help me remember an aspect of my own soul that I had forgotten, you know, a soul quality, if you like. And so each one of them came in, and I would be in relationship with them during that time. And I had to really let go. I mean, dandelion's on the cover of this. Dandelion is about letting go, releasing. And there's many, many lessons in that. She's an ally that I've had since a child. Many of us have. Remember, we all remember going around and blowing dandelion seeds and making wishes, right? Well, I didn't know I was making an oracle deck. I just knew I was on a healing journey. It wasn't until I was about halfway through the deck that I was told by one of the flowers that you need to share this. You need to make this into a deck. And I had this dream as well. I woke up from the, no, I don't want to do that. This is personal. This is what I'm doing. And this dream was like, you know, I woke up and you're in that sort of dream, that liminal space. And I just could hear, you're a way shower, you're a way shower, you're a way shower. You know, so I went through all this time, all this space of like, oh, what are my credentials to do this? You know, where is my, you know, and that's part of the medicine. I don't need any credentials, that I can have this, I can share my healing journey from my own perspective and with the hopes of inspiring somebody else, even if it's one heart or 10 hearts, to trust their own heart, to follow their own inner wisdom, to follow their own unique path and journey. So for me, sharing this has been, you know, an evolution in and of itself, from the moment I self-published it to the moment it's been picked up by Inner Traditions and Sintorn Press. You know, it's all been a journey for me of releasing and letting go and trusting,
yeah.
allowing, you know, nature, spirit to move through me in the way that it wants to. And now I am happy and I am my joyful life in every single moment, and I'm pinching myself, but I had to go through that dark night. I had to face it. And we all have to, and we're doing it collectively now.
Yeah,
we're doing it collectively now, that we're healing on a global scale the separation from the divine feminine and the divine masculine. We're learning to re-embody this wisdom and this knowledge. And, you know, people that are women, the hearts that are hurting hurt, be it the earth, be it themselves, whatever. So, you know, and it's just, this is one heart at a time. This is a one heart at a time, one day at a time, one moment at a time process. And I'm just here, like, doing my thing, and knowing that I, you know, there's like the wisdom of the seven generations back and the seven generations forward. My children are in their late teens and 20s, and, you know, they're at a place where I was when I was in my mid-40s, you know, so it's like every time we are willing to look at the circumstances of our lives and, you know, see it as, for me, I see it as the soil for our own personal growth. It's like nothing is, you know, letting go of judgment. That's another letting go. Big, big, big issue for so many of us, you know, in our minds. Our minds are prisons, and they just kind of separate us from our heart's truth. And so I just felt called to share my work and to share my process and just to be the most authentic person, you know, share my truth as authentically as I could, with the hopes of inspiring others.
Well, I mean, let's talk about this for a little bit based on what you said, because I really want to touch on a couple of things.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you about seventh generation. You know what? From day one, when this young woman was a child and emerged on the scenes and became known as Greta, of course, now she's Greta Thunberg. Of course, now she's grown. Of course, now she's faced more challenges. Her family's life has been threatened over and over again, but she has not faltered, right? But look what she's representing, exactly what you said. The other thing I want to get to is, in my own healing journey, if I'd have gotten this book a number of years ago with the dandelion on the cover, right, there would have been such a level of skepticism from me, but then I got sick.
Mm-hmm.
And then I learned about it. But I want to talk about dandelion first before we go on to talk about anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Because many people see them in the field. They don't know what they are, right? But they may see them at a different stage of their evolution.
Mm-hmm.
But what I learned along the way, and I cringed, like when Dr. Darvish sent me to Katya and said, have her make a combination of dandelion tea, dot, dot, dot. I was like, what? I said, dandelion, spell it. Like, is like this the thing that grows like everywhere? And then I learned about it. Let's talk about the energy and the spirit of what's on your cover. Because many people see it. They don't see them in their final stage. You may see them as wild. What do we call them? Weeds. Absolutely. They grow everywhere. They're beautiful to have. I love them. But very few people understand the energetic and the health benefit. Can you talk to that for a minute?
Yeah, so they're in the sunflower family. I like to tell people that because, you know, and it's just a little mini sunflower there. And they're medicinal. They have a deep, deep taproot. And they help to, within your body, they help to detoxify. They help to purify your own blood system, your liver, and all those aspects. And, you know, I have used dandelion medicinally and as a food for, you know, as part of it's been supporting me through menopause, everything. It's just, it like helps to you know, just support your blood. It's chock full of minerals and vitamins and the leaves. Every part of it is edible. Every part of it is edible. And it was actually, I think it was brought to this country as a food plant, as a crop, you know, and now it's, energetically, it really makes me smile how we're at war with dandelions. There's a company around here that's raised weeds, and you know, it's the logo is a dandelion right there. You know, like this, and to me, it's come to represent this war on ourselves, you know, and on nature itself. And dandelion is one of the first responders for all of, I mean, that level, she's one of the first responders. She, every single piece of disturbed earth or where we've paved, you know, she can find her way in and her way through, you know, to be there for you. And so I have a funny story about dandelion, because when I was working with it for, you know, honestly, about 6 months of painting and sketching and sitting with dandelion, and the way that the plant spirits work for me, it's story medicine, you know, so I pay attention to what's happening in my life, what's going on, what are the stories that are happening, and then when I'm, you know, become aware of dandelion and what's happening at the same time, it's like your perception expands and you make the connections, and it's a full body aha moment. And so I was sitting in the garden, and it was right around that time when that Disney movie Frozen was playing, and my three young kids are running around the yard through all the dandelions, you know, screaming, let it go, you know, and I had this classic moment of, yes, I get it, my mind, I am, you know, so locked into this idea that I can figure everything out, that if I could just, you know, do the right things, that I can be happy, be healthy, all that kind of stuff. So it was just this deep resonant moment of release and letting go. And, you know, I have suffered with headaches my whole life, you know, and I think that part of that is, you know, energetically just being in my head so much, you know, and we worship the intellect. We've forgotten the heart and the body wisdom, you know, and dandelion reminds us of that, and she's everywhere to remind us of that, you know, to try to bring us back into the ground, to root back into the earth.
Yeah, and, you know, the reason I wanted to bring it up is because I wanted to say to people, you're right, we battle them every day. And, of course, when I think about your book, we're going to talk about this, too, in a little bit when we come back from break. We're also talking about, and I just want people to know this, you know, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Lisa Esterbrook. And Lisa, we're talking about Soulflower Plant Spiritual Oracle. Before we jump ahead, right, how do people find out about you? How do they get this? Because now I believe it's available and has been available. I believe Amazon, but your website tells people where they can get things, right?
Yeah. Well, you can get it from my website. You can go to my website and try the free daily pick there. You can go there, and I don't collect information, personal information. It's really important to me that people choose to be. I'm not there to sell them anything. Come and see. Come and try it out. And then I have, you know, 6 years, 7 years of blog posts and essays about my experiences with this. You can deep dive directly on my website. You can then go to your local, you can buy it from me. You could go to your local bookstore. I encourage you to do that. Of course, you can get it from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, et cetera. So, but I feel like it's just like oracle cards. They're not fortune telling cards. They're not fortune telling. I see them as mirrors. You know, everything is energy, and we're all vibrating at a certain frequency, which changes throughout the day. And when you pull an oracle card, you're going to pull the card that matches what you are going through. So you most hear what you need to hear. And it's nothing that you don't already know. That's what I like to do. So I'm not telling you anything that you don't already know. All I'm doing is reminding you, which is what the plants have done for me. And the plants have been my mentors. They've been my teachers. You know, and I wanted a teacher that spoke English. You know, I had to learn to speak heart.
You and me both, sister.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, you know, look, I've often thought about this. I never thought in a million years that I'm this kid growing up in the Bronx, lived in the projects, jumped on a bed, you know, hit my head up against a radiator. They said that I had a near-death experience. They had to bring me back. Don't remember any of it. Got a really cool little scar that I thought about tattooing, but I'm not. But then I went through the life that everybody goes through. A little bit rough until I was about 18, right? But when I came off of the streets from being homeless in the concrete jungle, I never thought of you to ask me, Pat, do you see yourself living in one of the most beautiful places on the planet, the Pacific Northwest? I'm not saying there are other places because I love the desert, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But every day I'm so grateful for my life. And I love that you talked about this as this is not a one-size-fits-all, because somebody said to me the other day, I think you'll appreciate this. They said to me, oh, my gosh, Pat, are you getting ready for this new moon in Cancer? And I thought, well, wait a minute, not everybody. And then I looked it up. And there are three – this, I went back to my friend and I said, look, life is not a one-size-fits-all. Mm-hmm. I don't know two people, I really don't, that have had the same experiences, even in the grocery store. And I said, let me just say something to you. It's really an interesting, great new moon. And just for the record, there are three signs that are not affected by it. My sign of Sagittarius is one of them. And yet I woke up this morning crying. And so I had to text my friend back. And I said, maybe a little bit. And that's really why I wanted you to share this, because it doesn't matter which, and we're going to talk about these. Do you have a favorite? Is there one today that you're drawn to? But Dandelion, and that's why I asked you about it. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about the others. I learned the healing power. I learned it was a food. Mm-hmm. I learned it was a tea. Mm-hmm. I learned that it had over 10, we have to say emerging benefits. I have to have the caveat that says, I'm not a doctor. The FDA hasn't approved what I'm about to say. But we've learned from multi-generational people that not only is there an energy, but think about an energy of something like dandelion that has so much nutrition in it, highly nutrition. You can eat dandelion greens raw. You can get vitamin A, vitamin C. Think about what I'm saying. And if I'm talking about one of the plants that this is going to talk about, antioxidants, anti-inflammatory, blood sugar management, cholesterol, triglycerides, lower blood pressure, liver health, weight loss, now you can Google these. One plant.
Yeah.
What does Lisa know? When we come back, it's going to take us through a couple of them, but more importantly, why is this called Soul Flower? Why is this, she says, you're a seeker like me? You know, someplace deep in your bones that we, and that as we heal ourselves, as we each remember ourselves whole, we will heal the earth. Benny, Micah, let's take a short break. We'll be right back, my very special guest.
The Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you having difficulty feeling at home in your own home? Join Annette Rigolo and Dr. Pat in Enlightened Environments, Optimizing from the Outside In, as they present a deep dive into the various vibrations of the Earth, along with man-made energies that impact our lives. Using the Diamond Dowsing Method, we will utilize specific vibrations to elevate our own homes to support us and expand us with their energy. Join us every third Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time to make your home, home.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Emotional Elevation with me, Susan Dene. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDene.com. That's D-E-N-E-E.com.
Illuminate your inner framework now with Shelley Hofberg and Stephanie Salt on the show Intuitive Diagnostics on Psychic Horizons. For you to find the keys to your highest path, it is vital that you see what is happening within your inner metric of you and those around you. They'll help you utilize soul architecture so that you can unravel the highest plan of life actualization for you. Manifest your unique life mission now, every Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you wondering who you are meant to be in this ever-changing world right now? Kelly Kay is a certified new paradigm multidimensional transformation energy healer ready to assist you in this transformative process of expanding your consciousness. She helps you transmute your wounds and traumas into healing, growth, and wisdom, resulting in self-empowerment and freedom from fear. Visit enlightenedmedicine.com to learn more.
Flowers in the field, the roses that grow, are God's way of letting us know the most beautiful things.
Hey, Benny, did you just play that?
Well, yeah.
That is so cool. Thank you, Benny.
Yeah.
Before we go, and you're going to walk us through the book, maybe you'll even share some of the other little plant spirits in the book.
Yeah.
I also want people to be able to go to your website, because this isn't the only book you wrote. I mean, you also wrote the Plant Spirit Field Guide.
Yeah.
One of my favorites. And then I love the daily practice. So how do people find out about you, if you don't mind? And let's get them there. And then I would love for you to walk us on a soul journey, a soul flower journey of the book. And I am going to ask you if you have a favorite today. But again, how do people get the deck? How do they find out about you?
Go to mysoulflower.com. You can play with the deck right there. You can choose a card. You can practice. And you can learn. There's a library of Plant Spirit Wisdom blog posts that you can dive into, dig as deep as you want. And you will be led on a journey from, you know, through the site.
Yeah. And then please, can you tell us, before we go, it's important to tell them about the community that you created as well.
Yeah, so I have a Mighty Network community, which I founded. It's hosted by myself and an Earth Wisdom Council of women who are each on their own unique journeys. And we're all just there to support those that want to learn more about the plants, want to learn more about themselves, and just want to find a kindred, you know, group of women, it is for women, to share in the journey of self-discovery. So it's like a social media platform, but it's really not. It's very safe and very, and small. And just, and we learn about ourselves through all of our relationships. And this is really a way to utilize this incredible technology that we have to connect with others in a way that's meaningful, you know, and not one way.
Yeah.
Of course, I am on Instagram and Facebook, but really not very much. So it doesn't fuel me, and it doesn't feel right in my heart. So I go to the community network. So.
Yeah, just join the community, and thank you for giving us multiple options on how to participate. Mm-hmm. And I just love this. I love what you're doing in the community. I love the way people are participating mm-hmm. in the community. And, you know, what is more, I mean, can we think about anything that's more beautiful than taking pictures of plants and flowers and things like that, right?
Right.
I took a picture of these roses I have out front, and I'm very drawn to roses, rose water, everything about it.
Yeah.
But what I love about what you're doing, and let's talk about this for a minute because it's very important to me, is we're talking about the energy, the soul, flower, plant, spirit. Can you take us through what you've created here? Now, I would love for you to also talk about some of the soul flowers in here that maybe people don't know about. And I know people did not know about dandelion because I just got 3 text messages on my phone about that. And so they want me to give the website where I found that information. But take us through this. I mean, it's always difficult, I would imagine. What do you select? Which ones do you leave out, right?
Right.
How did you come to that?
I didn't choose. I was led.
Thank you.
I had my nice little mental list of, you know, all these flowers grow in my garden and they grow in the woods around my home. And I had my list. Once I knew I was doing the deck, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. And how many should I put in there? 48, 72, I don't know. I had to let go of that because I would be walking through the woods and I came across periwinkle, vinca minor, it's a beautiful ground cover. It was late winter. It was in bloom and it wasn't supposed to be. It got my attention and that's how they get your attention. And it drew me in and I began my relationship with periwinkle. And, you know, and it came at a time in my life where that was a lost card that I made. That was a lost card I made. And it was like, enough already. You have gone through this journey. It's time to release this deck. You know, it's time to, you know, take all the wisdom learned and now, you know, go to your growth edge and start the next part of your journey. So, you know, each of these flowers that were in here, you know, some of them I was much more familiar with than others. Some were new to me in this, you know, in this deck. It's been a decade since I started this, and each of my relationships with these flowers continues to grow. I, you know, people say, well, are you going to make another deck? No, I'm not. There's 44 really close friends, really, really close friends. And every time I connect with these flowers or I journey with them, and I'm not talking a shamanic journey. For me, journeying with the flowers is in my everyday consciousness, in my waking consciousness. And every time I do that, I learn more. It's like being in relationship with another human. You never know everything about even your closest relationships. You know, you're always learning more and we're always growing and we're always changing. So these relationships continue to be dynamic and the wisdom that they share with me is shared through my stories. That's how, you know, I think earth wisdom is shared. It's in each of our stories. And so if someone else is in the community with me and we're journeying for a moon cycle with a particular flower, when they share their stories, that is part of the medicine. Because if you're holding the intention, like right now we just welcomed in daffodil for this moon cycle. And I chose that on the winter solstice. I didn't, you know, I just kind of randomly, I have a ceremony I do at the winter solstice and I invite all the flowers in for the year ahead. So I knew who was coming in for me at this time. And, you know, so I introduce it into the community there. And then if anyone else is also holding the intention to travel with daffodil, everything that happens in their life, all the awakening information, all the experiences they have. It's all part of the picture. And daffodil is about perception, you know? And so we each have our little, like, if you think of daffodil, like a little flashlight, like a little trumpet flashlight, you know, it's like it illuminates one little aspect of what we call life from my perspective, right? But when we sit in circle with other women and we're sharing this, we're all illuminating a part of the story of life. And it's just beautiful. It's beautiful how we learn more about ourselves through sharing our stories, and how we learn more about the plants in the same way. And the synchronicities are off the chart. Yeah. Always. So, you know, and I know that this is, you know, the messages from daffodil is exactly what we need right now. It's really potent medicine for all of us. It's, you know, around letting go of judgment.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it's an interesting energy, especially given the new moon that just happened, the new moon in Cancer, and what everybody talks about with that new moon. But it's also, you know, this is where we really, this is a time to set intentions and to plant seeds. Mm-hmm. And here's a confusing thing that people get about judgments. I actually teach an entire class on it. Because the misconception about judgment is the same misconception we have about forgiveness.
Yeah.
And so when we say we have to let go of judgments, most people think that means I do nothing.
Right.
So I have a judgment about this global thing happening. No, that's not what we say and it's not what we mean when we say let go of judgments. That's not what we're saying. But when you hold on to a judgment to the point where it becomes a resentment, then it turns into anger, then it just all consumes every part of your life. And it could be the judgment you have about your mom's chicken cacciatore.
It could be anything.
Anything.
It's our attachment to it. It's our attachment to it, to making it a story that becomes our prison.
Right.
And it's forgiveness, just like it's not forgiveness.
Everything.
Of, you know, yeah, everything outside of us, but our own selves, forgiveness of ourselves that we find ourselves in judgment. And so to me, it's just like becoming the witness and the observer of my own life. That's really, you know, that's how I use this oracle deck. And that's how I share it with people. It's a self-care tool, and not self-care from a place of sort of wounded obligation. Like I have stuff to fix. There's something wrong with me. It's not self-care from that place. It's self-care from this loving, unconditionally loving and compassionate part of ourselves that is, you know, and I feel that deeply in nature. And I feel like people already know this. Oh, I don't know this. Well, what do you do for somebody when they're not feeling well? You give them a bouquet of flowers. It elevates their mood, right? Helps them feel better. You know, watching a sunset, being out in the woods. We don't need to have an intellectual understanding, you know, of the energetic components or the planets or any of that. We don't need to have any of that. Our bodies tell us. We can feel it, you know, and then our minds, of course, try to rationalize and understand it. But, you know, we're all in relationship with these plants already. We're all in relationship with many of these flowers that are in this deck. This is just a way of, you know, deepening your relationship to yourself and the flowers at the same time through the wisdom of the flowers. So when I say self-care, I tell people to just take a daily pick, you know, to just shuffle the cards and just say to yourself, just hold that intention. You know, what do I need to be reminded of in this moment for my own highest good, which is the highest good of all? What do I need to be reminded of? And then I pick a card. And that's my starting point for self-reflection that day. That's how I water myself as the houseplant that I am. You know, it's with my care and attention. And what we give our energy to, that's what thrives, right? And so we can do what you said. We can get all judgmental and angry and using our energy to just, you know, spread more disconnect and separation in the world, or we can use it to focus on what we want to grow, you know, what we see more of. So and that's the same, you know, shining that light within as well. So that's really the way I share. That's how I use these cards. That's how I continue to use these cards. And that's how I share others.
Yeah. Well, let me talk about light, because one of the card that really came up for me today was Esther. Uh-huh. And when I looked at that and I thought, okay, I don't know much about it. I know the way they look. I love them, you know, mm-hmm. like they end up somewhere in my flower bed somewhere. But then I really looked at the meaning that you present and bring forward. And I thought to myself, okay, yeah, that is perfect for me, mm-hmm. right? You know, it's perfect. And when you look at it in the deck and the guide that you have, right, you talk about the illumination.
Right.
And I said, wow, there's no mistake about this. And then I read what you say about it. And I read about, you know, you talking about the idea that there are channels, right, of communication and self-expression and creativity and self-consciousness. Mm-hmm. And that this, you know, Aster helps us to manifest your creative ideas, right? I think mm-hmm. let me just help you to manifest your creative ideas, you know, translating inspiration into physical form. And I'm telling you, when I woke up today, that is exactly the perfect, perfect card for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think there's any mistakes. Not when you're in relationship with that. And, you know, and I like to think, like people tend to pick that card perhaps when they're like living beliefs like I'm not an artist or I don't know how. You know, I don't know how to deal with this in my life, or I don't, you know, so they tend to pull these things. And I say to them, you know, you are a powerful creator. You even, like, what are you making for dinner tonight? You just have this thought about what you're going to make, and then next thing you know, it's like, you know, it's, or if you order out, whatever, you've manifested this, you know, to look at it, from, you know, at our lives with this level of like, curiosity and magic, you know, it's really powerful. And, yeah, so Aster is just one of those funds that helps us to realize our potential, as creators, and that we are creating every moment. We are creating everything in every moment. So.
I love this because it then goes on to talk about play, and I thought, you know what, I am going to later on today, usually I go and play a sport on Wednesdays, but I'm not able to do it today. I'm going to go into my garage and play. And I thought, wow, not only are you giving us a daily practice, or you're giving us a beautiful quote, or you're giving us a beautiful meaning, you're also giving us, you know, the essentials of how to be with the energy and light.
Yeah.
And that's what I loved about the way you've created this. What would you say is the least likely card, plant, flower that people even know about or have heard about?
Probably plumbago.
So let's talk about that for a minute, because there are going to be some that people relate to.
Yeah. Right? Plumbago is about understanding, and it's about deep shadow work. And I want to share the story of that one, because plumbago wasn't in my garden. And my middle child, my middle daughter, gifted it to me. When I was making the deck, she gifted me plumbago, and I began the relationship. You know, so here's like how the plants came into my garden. This is a dwarf variety. It called attention really to the masks that I was wearing, the numerous masks that I was wearing, and the labels that we assign to ourselves, and to see all parts of myself as lovable, even those ones that I kind of didn't think were lovable. So, you know, we all wear masks. We all, you know, here I'm the perfect mother, or I'm the, you know, the expert in this. And, you know, and so it was really for me, and it was given to me by my daughter. And, you know, she's the second daughter, the middle child. And, you know, the first child had a much easier, you know, time of things, and she didn't have as much of an easy time of things. And yet I was sort of comparing her, you know, with my older daughter. And, you know, our children are such good teachers for us, you know, such good teachers for us, and so humbled by these beautiful souls that have come to teach me and help awaken me in my life. And she, you know, she has a different way of viewing the world. And I had tried really hard to help her fit in. because I didn't want her to be uncomfortable. I didn't want her to have a hard time, right? And so it came from a very loving place. But what I was doing was putting a mask on her, you know? What I was doing was saying, well, maybe if you do it this way, you'll be accepted for, or, you know, like fitting in. And this is kind of what school does, you know, schools do, you know, some of our communities that we are in, you have to be a certain way to be in the community, you know. And so for me, it was really about just awakening to all these aspects, these shadow sides of myself in a way that was understanding. I really gained a lot of understanding about why I chose to say the things I said and to do the things I did, and then to move through it. And my daughter brought that to me, and she taught me that. And, you know, and she's, you know, she's an amazing young woman, absolutely amazing young woman. And she, you know, her, all the things that made me uncomfortable for her, you know, are her absolute blessings and gifts in this life. And she's gonna, yeah, she doesn't wear masks.
Yeah.
She's wholly who she is.
Yeah. It's a beautiful flower too, right? Let's just talk about it for a minute. I think it's blue, isn't it? Isn't it a beautiful blue?
Yeah, iridescent blue, and then the flower, the buds beneath it are like these spiky red,
yeah,
deep red, blood red, you know, sepals that hold that bud in, and it's kind of like hidden. It's like behind everything. Like there's the spiky you know, shadow side, the scariness, you know, how does it feel to take this mask off? It's around self-acceptance and a deep understanding that we are many things. We are many, many things. Yeah, so.
Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, I don't know your daughter,
yeah,
but I already admire her, because space have you been able to create to have a child be able to present you with that message?
Yeah.
I mean, how beautiful is that? Uh-huh. I mean, in the story of this, it really gets to Soul Flower.
Yeah.
It really gets to the energy of what we're talking about, right, Lisa?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I was raised, well, you have to respect, you know, and your elders, and you have to bend the be seen and not heard, and don't make waves. I mean, I can give you a whole bouquet of little things that beliefs that I held about my life, and those are the things that I was untangling. Those are the things that I was letting go of, because they weren't my beliefs. They weren't, those are the beliefs that were imprisoning my heart, you know?
Yeah. You know, there's so many stories, and there's a story for every one of these that called
stories. Multiple stories.
Yeah. And I want to just step back for a minute. First of all, thank you for joining me here today. I know we've got a few minutes left. Can you remind people one more time how they can find out more about you, the community, and how they can purchase the deck?
Yeah, absolutely. Please visit mysoulflower.com, and there is a link there to my shop. I sell my deck, I sell my books, and I also sell a lot of tools for helping you learn to, well, remember to hold, how to build relationship with yourself, to how to set intentions, and, you know, how to make work with the unconscious and bring it into a conscious reality, basically, you know, which is all that we're all doing. And so, you know, we just forget. We're always distracted. But for me, you know, I create these temporary tattoos to help bring in those plant spirits. I have cards, all sorts of things. And my plant spirit blog there, where I do share these stories. And so, yeah, that's the best place to go. And you can purchase right from there, or you can purchase from your local bookseller or Amazon or Barnes & Noble and all the usual places.
Look, a couple minutes left.
Mm.
I want to really talk about how we're bringing something so ancient and so wise to a modern time. And there's no mistake about you writing this.
Mm.
And how how we can plug into the energy from your perspective, because that's really the heart and the soul of what you put into this creation. And, you know, as I look at this, and certainly for me to really pull that particular flower today out of everyone in there, there was such meaning to explain, you know, where I was in the moment. I mean, beyond anything that I could even imagine. But the way you did it is you provide a safe space to the understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And in the couple of minutes we have left, can you talk to how important that is for you?
Well, I think this is, for me, it's about remembering that life is a gift. Life is a gift, and we can't control it. As much as we think that we can control it, we can't. This is a big part of the letting go. And so for me, there is an unequivocal safety, personal safety, in that knowing that I am held and supported by nature, by spirit, in my life, that I'm held and supported and guided by these flowers in my life. And for me, that's, and that I don't know everything. I'm not an expert. All I know is my own life and my own experience. But I do deeply believe that we each have that power to be our own teachers, to be our own healers, to be our own wise women. And for me, that's the dream that I'm holding the intention for. I want this deck to feel like a bouquet of flowers that you are receiving from my heart to yours. I've been there. I've been through this journey. I continue to go through this journey of life. And it's ever spiraling expansion and growth. And so I really just want people to feel empowered when they hold this bouquet of flowers.
Yeah.
And yet know that deeply, that even if it doesn't feel apparent at this moment, that you're in partnership with all those, the experts into your life, the doctors, the teachers, you're in partnership with them, but you have to be in partnership. You have to be fully present and responsible and accept responsibility for your journey. And that's what I hope to share in my community. Yeah. And the way I support people is just by showing up.
Yeah.
Showing up, hey, I'm right here with you. We're all in this together.
Yeah.
And you know, I can't fix it for you, but I can sure as hell love you while you do it. And cheer you up. And that's what the
we need it.
Yeah,
we need that though. We need that.
That is what all of nature is, and as our ancestors, as these wise beings, that is what nature is reflecting to us, this unconditional love. And so when, you know, that's what I want people to do is to give it back to themselves. Give that to themselves.
Yeah. Thank you so much for today. Thank you for everything.
Yeah.
I mean, thank you for reminding us of, first of all, how simple it is for us to appreciate.
Yeah.
How wonderful it is.
Yeah.
And how easy it is for us to forget. And what you've done is reminded us. Lisa, thank you so much for everything you do. And thank you so much for sharing that beautiful story about your daughter.
Yeah.
And thank you so very, very much for continuing to help us all rise up, you know, to shift our consciousness even for a moment.
Absolutely.
Thank you for doing all that. And thank you for
views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Wednesday morning to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the town. Well, good thing, folks, so far no major block or accidents to report at the moment. Still slowing on Highway 18 eastbound, just east of Auburn Black Diamond Road. The right lane has been closed for maintenance, so there's a slowing in that area, and it's pushed back to the 167. Everywhere else, traffic's actually looking pretty good. Stay tuned for another hour of the Dr. Pat Show, being brought to you by the Transformation Talk Radio Network, coming up next.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. The Lieutenant Governor of Texas says the deaths of dozens of migrants in San Antonio is on the Biden administration.
This is where we are. This is an administration that is a culture of death. Every policy that they have results in death.
Republican Dan Patrick also went after the claim that the border is closed. He called that a flat-out lie. Ukrainian President Zelensky is urging the United Nations to expel Russia from the global organization. In a video address to the UN, Zelensky called Russian President Vladimir Putin a terrorist and said his daily killing spree in Ukraine must stop. He also urged the UN to declare Russia a terrorist state. A Texas legislative committee is back at work interviewing witnesses to last month's deadly school shooting in Uvalde. It's led by State Representative Dustin Burroughs.
Thus far, this committee has interviewed 21 different witnesses. We are scheduled to interview 9 today.
However, information about police response to the murder of 19 students and 2 teachers is slow. State Senator Roland Gutierrez, who represents Uvalde, is suing the Department of Public Safety for denying him access to public records. A total of 91 state troopers were on site, and he wants to know what they were doing. Long-term sustainable homeownership continues to be the primary driver of generational wealth, but not all consumers find it equally accessible. Fannie Mae's National Housing Survey shows minority homeownership levels have remained unchanged for 50 years, with black consumers identifying insufficient credit as their biggest obstacle in being approved for a mortgage.
Very few renters had their rent payments reported on credit reports. This could actually help demonstrate their credit worthiness, and this puts many prospective first-time homebuyers at a disadvantage.
Katrina Jones, Vice President of Racial Equity Strategy and Impact, says for the first time ever, lenders can help homebuyers qualify for a mortgage even if their rental payments don't get reported to credit agencies. Folks can learn more about the Equitable Housing Finance Plan by visiting FannieMae.com. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Hurry in to Mattress Firm's July 4th sale. Get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin and save up to $500 on Sealy. Plus, get a free adjustable base with qualifying Sealy purchase, up to a $499 value. Or shop Tempur-Pedic, the most highly recommended bed in America, and save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses. And get a $300 instant gift good towards sleep accessories. Only at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Wednesday. Well, we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies today. High temperatures around 69, 70 degrees. Tonight, slight chance of rain showers moving back in. Low temperatures back down to about 57. For Thursday and for Friday, more sunshine expected. High temperatures on the rise in the mid-70s with mostly clear skies through the overnight. Low temperatures in the mid-50s. Saturday, mostly cloudy skies with a few sun breaks. Highs around 72 with a slight chance of drizzle moving back in for Saturday night. Low temperatures down to about 57.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. OMG right now. Benny, OMG right now, right?
Yeah,
Stephanie
of course.
James is in the house.
All the way.
Just saying, right here. I love that I wake up every day and I take a look, and it's usually the night before I kind of prepare, and I say, what's my day tomorrow going to be like? And then I look and I see, well, look what Linda did. Just look at the lineup, and then who do I get to hang out with? And we get to really do the show. And Benny, of course, right? You know, Benny has worked with Stephanie. I work with Stephanie James, everybody. And what we're about to talk about now is I have to call it more than a journey. It is an evolution. It is a revolution. It is both. It is the evolution, revolution, and the solution. And that's what I know about Stephanie James. You may know her, all of you, right? Seasoned psychotherapist, transformational coach, dynamic, amazing public speaker, author, filmmaker, go on and on and on and on. But here's what I know about today's show. She is so plugged in to what we need as people right now to ignite, to remember the truth of who we are, to remember how powerful in the world we are, and to understand at our deepest, deepest core what we're capable of. And so today, you're going to hear a lot about women's empowerment. What does that even mean? And we're going to talk story. But fabulous book, beyond the book, into a movie, Becoming Fierce. What? Becoming Fierce, creating a bold and beautiful life. But it's even more than that. It is the thing that Gloria Steinem said to me, sitting across from her in my little corporate suit in HR somewhere in the 80s. I don't remember, but it had the little bow tie on it. Actually, they were giant bow ties. And this beautiful woman sitting across at an HR event with the whole glasses, like the Gloria Steinem glasses. And I asked her this most ridiculous question. I was so nervous. And I asked her this question, and she looked at me, and she goes like this, because Stephanie knows what I mean. And she looks at me, and she says, for you, you have to do something outrageous every day. Every day, since the moment she said that, that is what I do. Stephanie James has not only doing something outrageous every day, but she is the essence of bold. Stephanie, it's so great. I'm so glad you're here. We got to talk story.
I'm so thrilled to be here, Pat. I love my time with you. I always feel so lit up every chance I get to be with you.
All right, I'm going to start. Let's start conceptually. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
People are, what are you congratulating her for? Okay, so we're not just congratulating you about the book. I want to go to the end game for a minute, which actually isn't an end game, but I want to go to where we are today, because you and I talked about this, and then you talked to people about this during the show. But we need to fast forward and just say, let's have a news flash. Where is Stephanie James today with that big, bold, fierce vision she had? Did she make it come to light, or are we doing a come on. Where are we? Tell us.
It happened. It's happening, and it continues to happen. You know, and I remember our conversation, Pat, last year, and I am so blown away, and it's so interesting. You know, when I talk to some of my friends, they're like, when are you going to get to the point where you're not surprised anymore? You know, where you open up to the divine and something manifests through, and it happens. I mean, when you put your love and devotion and that fierce energy into something, it happens. And the fact that this event just last weekend caught on film, this amazing Becoming Fierce weekend up at Estes Park, we had Natalie Ledwell, we had Pauline Nguyen, Misa Hopkins, Cynthia James, Kari Schaefer, and myself, and 20 participants, and dove deep. And I cannot even begin to tell you. The film crew, Anna Dara and Film Nest, I mean, this award-winning film crew, it was one of the most powerful transformational weekends I've been a part of. So as we dive into the editing process now, I feel like, oh, my God, it is all ready to bloom. The message, I mean, we are ripe for this message, not just as women, but as all people, that this is a time where we need to step into our hearts and step out into the world to shine our light in a very fierce and bold way.
Yeah. I want to talk for a minute about this, because one of the things that I know, and you know this, is that as women, at least for me, I'm a little bit older than you, but let me just reference that for a minute.
But I know generationally, decade by decade, as I went through life, and I was an activist. My stepmom was an activist, and she had us girls out there with signs like, we're like, I think I just got my first bra, and we're out there with signs for something, right? She's out there with signs for something. And, you know, so I come from that energy, but I come from an energy of a positive level of this, right? And so one of the things I love is how I didn't have to struggle with words like, can I say it, power, fierce, possibility. But there are many, many women that do, right? Would you agree or not?
Absolutely. You know, and unfortunately, I think what happens is that we think and we get this idea from being very young that power means power over. And that couldn't be farther from what we're talking about. We're talking about empowerment, which is empowerment, right? It's a power within us to be equal to and to show up as our authentic self with others. So it's a very different, I think, you know, that's one of the chapters in my book is about healing our relationship with power. Because I think that we need to realize it's not that we are, even as women, if we just focus on women, it's not about squash down the masculine. It's about how do we rise up and have our voice? How do we express ourselves in full expression? How do we, and when we talk about fierce, it's not aggression. It's not violence. Fierce is that fiery, passionate, purposeful energy that we can absolutely embrace within ourselves. And as we cultivate that fire, and I always say, you know, we're excavating that spark inside of us, then that is our gift that we can share with each other. And that is how we're going to change the world.
Okay. Can we get down and dirty now?
Heck yes.
All right. I got to tell you, I love that you're here talking about this. I love that you're bringing people together. I love that we're talking about things that even to this day, it is very difficult for women to do. I love that we're talking about the word fierce, because I have to tell you, you know, as somebody that coined the phrase, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? And I've had almost every person in my first 2 years that I have brought on the show in from the New Thought community want me to change it to what would you do if you knew you can succeed? And I'm like, hello, that's not my life. I mean, hello. No, that's a word. I'm not afraid to use the word failure. I'm not sure what the energy is you're talking about. But I want to talk about fears. And I want to talk about how bold it is for you to use that phrase. Now, look, I play a sport. I have got a black and blue mark on my arm that people thought was a tattoo from this sport I play. It has been there 2 weeks. It will not go away. And I have been told, let me tell you what happened. So when somebody tells you your fears and somebody walks up and says, do you really want to be that, Pat? Do you want to be known for that? You know, and this is somebody that I guess knows the dictionary. I don't know. That is not me. And says to me, you know what that means, Pat? And I said, no, what does that mean? I think I like it. I wish fierce matched my name. Maybe I'll try to come up with like a cool thing, like Fierce Patty or something. They call me Patty when I play. He says, that is ferociously aggressive. And I looked at him and said, I'm going to get that T-shirt. I'm going to, like, put my ping pong paddles on, like, do you really want to be known for that? And I said, you bet your you know what I do. Why are we so afraid of owning that? Look, we watched the most incredible attack on Hillary Clinton. And this is not a political statement. Don't email me. This is a woman that ran for president. Being accused of being that. How can we help women stand in our power, be bold, be outrageous, and not be afraid of the dang word aggressive? Hello?
Well, one of the things, Pat, I think that's really essential here, and you touched base on it. I don't know if it was right before we got on the show when we were chatting, but you talked about, you know, that there's some days where you wake up and you're just maybe not feeling amazing. And you're like, I'm going to stay in that. I want to be with how I'm feeling. And honestly, I think that's the first part of becoming fierce, because also being fierce is about being in our vulnerability.
Yes.
It actually takes amazing courage to show up and say, I'm feeling devastated today, or I'm in deep grief today. And instead of trying to do something to find some external program for happiness so that that is not tended to, instead we go inside and we start working on cultivating this relationship with ourselves.
Yeah.
Because I truly believe the first step of becoming fierce is that we have to befriend ourselves, and to truly grow what is self-love, and not in the cliched version of self-love. In the self-love where we show up for ourselves day after day after day and give ourselves, number one, permission to have time to tend to ourselves, to truly dive deep within ourselves, whether that's meditation or exercise or being out in nature or writing in your gratitude journal. When you have that basis to operate from, you are telling yourself, hey, I've got you. I'm here for you. And you can start growing a trusting relationship with yourself. And when you start cultivating that and truly allowing whatever shows up, whether it's joy, whether it's frustration, that you're with that. Now, it doesn't mean you stay in that funk, but it means you acknowledge it. You say, yep, this is here. Maybe you breathe into it. Maybe, you know, you pray, you meditate, you do what you need to do, some breath work to shift it. Not to just say, I'm ignoring you.
Right.
Then you're utilizing and you're cultivating the tools that really start to build that fierce nature within you. It is really arriving as your authentic self. I can't emphasize that enough, because we try so often to be, and as women, we're notorious. We're the caretakers. We become people pleasers. So it's not all or nothing. It's not that you don't care about anyone.
Exactly.
It's that there's really a beautiful way to detach with love. And so I can move into a very compassionate place with the people that I interact with. And I have to make sure that I have tended to myself first. It's actually the least selfish thing we can do.
I love it. And, you know, part of this, too, is looking at this and looking at what becoming fierce means according to what you've outlined for people. It really is quite the invitation, Stephanie. For those of you just tuning in, Stephanie James, my very special guest today. But, you know, part of that leads to, you know, the filmmaking part of this, you know, talking about where we are with this, talking about, you know, how you bring people together. And what does this mean? Let's put two phrases together. They're your phrases, but let's put them together anyway, because they're powerful by themselves. But I don't know about you, but anything that I have felt that passionate about, whether it's the network, whether it's my sport, whether it's a person or a cause, right? I work with people in addiction and recovery. I work with people that are physically and mentally challenged, right? I am just in that passionately. You know, you might say that when it comes to my commitment dedication, it's beyond fierce for me, because for whatever reason, that's what I'm made of. But then you put that together with what it calls you to do. And then what happens? What happens is sparks ignite. What happens is you go from the essence of what you believe in your core values to actually doing something about it. And see, that's what I love about this. And that's what I think the event's about. You could have sat there and talked about it and gone on air and talked about it, but you didn't. Talk about what catapulted you to action, what the steps were you took, and where this vision lies today for everyone. Because you're not done, are you? Are you done?
We're just starting. We are just starting. And, you know, Pat, I have to rewind a little bit, because I feel like the inspiration for this came, you know, it was a little over a year ago when I was interviewed on Karen Curry Parker's show for my first book. And towards the end of the interview, she said, well, what are your plans for the future? And I said, well, you know, I'm stopping at stoplights, I'm stopping at stop signs and writing on scraps of paper, because there is another book that wants to come through. And we get done with the interview, and she says to me, well, unbeknownst to you, my business partner and I own a publishing house, and we'd like to publish your next book. So serendipitously, this happened. And the next day, I met with her partner, Michelle Vandepath. And when I met with her, during that conversation, she was saying to me, my God, Stephanie, you are fierce. You are fierce. And then it was like, that's it. The book is Becoming Fierce. And I was woken up that night about 1 a.m. and wrote the whole outline for the book. So it was really one of these things where it was just coming through and just, I just say, you know, I showed up at the keyboard and what needed to come through came through. And I knew, you know, I had talked with a woman who works with Amit Goswami, and she had said to me, I just feel, and she's a very in tune, I wouldn't say psychic, but very in tune person. And she said, you're supposed to help women. Now, this is like 2 years ago. She said, I just know you're supposed to help women. I feel it. I feel you're going to be doing these big events. I feel you're going to be doing these things. And it was just like, I knew, Pat. I said, I have to do my next film about becoming fierce.
Yeah.
For women, especially at this time, because we have to find our voices. We have to find where we are empowered and can stay in that fierceness where we have resources and resiliency in these times that we're facing right now. And so, again, serendipity played such a key. And again, when I feel like we're passionate and we're driven and we're like, you know what? Even though I have no money in the bank to support this project, I don't have any resource. I mean, there was a point where I was like, yeah. I don't know who's going to do this. I don't have a film crew for this. And I was so convicted and knew this was going to happen. And so literally when I emailed the people about being just a possibility, you know, Pauline Wynn, the Huffington Post said she's the most grounded spiritual entrepreneur on the planet. She's one of the top 20 non-celebrity speakers in the world. She came here from Sydney, Australia without a thought. I mean, she was like, I'm in. Every time, you know, I spoke with Natalie Ledwell, who wrote the foreword for my book. She's so amazing. And she was like, I'm there. You know, these women flew from all over the world to be there, to be presenters. And then there was a time when there was only 6 people registered, Pat. And I was like, well, you know, my vision is 20. I feel like there's going to be 26 of us, 6 presenters, 20 participants. And I just kept getting that number and I kept feeling it really strongly. And I was in a Zoom call with Pauline and she goes, well, are you going to call it? You know, I'm just wondering when you're going to call it. There's only 6 people registered.
Yeah.
We were about a month out. And I said, we are having this event.
Right.
This event is happening. And I am not kidding you, Pat. Less than 24 hours, we had 6 more people registered. And it was just like, that's it.
Yeah. See, that's why I wanted to talk with you, because this is really one of the most important messages I think we can bring forward for women. And, you know, it is, and I'm not leaving men out on purpose, but our focus today is this. And I want to say to all you men out there for a minute, you heard me talk about you the other day, and thank you, because I know I'm here today and doing what I'm doing because I have had so many angels in my life to help me get here, and they haven't all been women. And I just want to be very clear about that. But my passion now, and I think, Stephanie, what you're saying is our passion is knowing what it took for us to get here and now making a commitment to give it back, right? Now making the commitment to say, look, if there's something that I could share with you, that I could help you with, that we can prepare for you, whether it's an event or a book, this is now our next way to pay it forward, Stephanie. That's what I hear from you. And when you commit to that and you become fierce in that conviction, then it calls for you to not just move forward, but to trust that when you move forward, that fierce consciousness of your pathway transcends the money you have in a bank account. I started this 20 years ago. Ask me if I had the money in my account. I started the network in 2009. The idea came in 08. I didn't have the conviction to do it. In 09, had nothing, no software, nothing, but no money in the bank. But what I had was what you just described. What is your message for
us? And what have we learned from the event?
I think
women trust.
Well, yes, absolutely. And I was going to say, you know, there's this huge part of trust and this huge part of surrender, which can feel like this duality. Actually surrendering to that, whether you call it spirit, divine, the universe, whatever it is to you. But when you hear that calling to truly surrender, and I think when we get quiet and listen, we can hear that voice that's guiding us. And to really, truly honor that voice and surrender. And surrender is actually, it takes so much courage. And there were moments during this, you know, last 3 months planning this event, where when things weren't coming through, to be able to say, I continue, even though I feel scared, even though in this moment I feel like I don't want to go into hopelessness. So what I'm going to do instead is surrender to that bigger picture, to that bigger message, that bigger dream that is living through me, and trusting then that it will happen. And so my biggest message is not only trust and surrender, but I think what's imperative in my first movie that's just out now, When Sparks Ignite, in my book, and in this new film that will be coming, and our experience is that your healing matters. That each woman, each man on this planet, we have a responsibility to focus on where we need to heal. And when we do that, like this weekend, when I was there with all those women at the very end of this is Sunday, last Sunday afternoon, and people are just in tears and in the deepest gratitude sharing the transformation they experienced during the weekend, the deep, deep healing. And I said, you know, what is so beautiful to me, what is so exciting is that this is just the beginning. Because each one of these women now goes back out into their family, their partner, their community. And those are the sparks that then spread and ignite other people. So, thousands of people have been affected just from that event.
Yeah. I mean, I want to talk to you about this when we come back from break, because it's not the end. You know, when you say ignite your best life, illuminate the world, that is a powerful, powerful conversation to have, but it's one that I want everyone listening to this show to believe by the time we're done that every single one of you, it doesn't matter where you're listening from, what your job is, you know, what you're doing, what your challenges are, when we come back, I want to walk you through with Stephanie James how this is potentially one of the most powerful messages for you to know you are that. Stephanie, before we go to break, how do people find out about you? Tell everybody how they get the book, how they find out about the event. How do they find out about what's next? Tell us best way to do that.
Yeah. So best way to check out my new film, When Sparks Ignite, it's on Plex Network on the More You channel. You can get my book on Amazon. It is live now. So Becoming Fierce. And you can get a hold of me at stephaniejames.world, which is my website where you can find out about events. You can see a trailer for the first film. And you can email me directly, because I want to work with people and I want to really help whoever needs to transform, whoever is ready to find their voice and find their sparks within. You can contact me directly at stephaniethespark@gmail.com.
I love it. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what does it look like? What does it look like to step into the energy of becoming fierce? What does it look like? And please go over to Amazon. Take a look at how beautiful the cover of this book is. Take a look at it. Take a look at what this means. And then ask yourself the question, how would becoming fierce change your life immediately, like now? That's what I want you to ask yourself. How would becoming fierce change your life immediately? Think about something in your life right now that's been holding you back, that's been keeping you stuck. It could be a thing. It could be an emotion. It could be a relationship. But think about it. And when we come back, Stephanie James is going to walk us through how becoming fierce is changing the life of so many women. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
to the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country, and it's just amazing. Dada Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, MaryJaneMack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
What if you could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters?
Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera and Dr. Sharon Martin, in the Sacred Magic Show.
Bring in the mystical and sacred for healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
There isn't a magic pill to creating your healthy lifestyle, yet it doesn't have to be hard or feel impossible. Health works from the inside out, connecting both your body and your mind. Georgette LePage lives and breathes what she teaches, so allow her to be living proof of what can work for you. Connect with her now for a free 30-minute discovery session to see what results you are looking for and how she can help you get them. Visit GeorgetteLePage.com.
To awaken your magic within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Hi, I'm Coach Martez.
And I'm licensed therapist Wadrina Layton.
We want to invite you to join us on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show, where we discuss understanding love, accepting truth, and changing your perspective.
Relationships are the currency to life, and so many couples find themselves broke in their relationships. We want you to join us for a lively discussion and practical tips and insight on how to turn things around and gain the merit for life mindset.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Yep, guess who's in the house? Yep, Becoming Fierce herself, Stephanie James. Look, before we get rolling, because Benny says, like, we get rolling, and then we get rolling. Again, tell people how they can get your book. They can also get the Kindle version of the book, by the way, on Amazon. Oh, please give out that information one more time, if you don't mind.
You bet. So, yeah, the book's available on Amazon. The film, When Sparks Ignite, my first film, is available on Plex Network. There'll be specific times it's playing on the More You channel all during July. And you can get a hold of me. Go to StephanieJames.world. You can find out all about the films, the books. You can see a trailer of the film. And contact me directly at StephanieTheSpark@gmail.com. I'd love to connect with you.
I recently had a situation, and it's really the big, it's really, I just want to drop this little story out there to just get us rolling, because I think sometimes we think that, you know, some people achieve success in the world because things have turned out so right for them, that every peg got into the right hole, and honestly, that's not been the case for me. But there is something that is in common with the 9,000 interviews I've done in 20 years, there is something common that shows up. And I had to really look at this because somebody said it about me. But you've talked about it, and it's part of what I call the fierce formula. Did I just give you a new brand right there? You heard it first. I don't even know what that means, so I apologize if I'm kind of ruining your brand there with that. That just came out.
That's great.
But there is something. There are the essentials. And what you're about to talk about is you're talking about essentials that doesn't require you to go to your favorite bank and take out a $500,000 loan, or it doesn't require you to sell everything in your home, although some people have. It requires something on the inside. And I want to ask you about this because you talked about earlier, I didn't have the money in the bank for it. I didn't have this. I didn't have that. However, you had an incredible idea. You had unwavering conviction. You had belief in yourself. And you also had belief in the universe. And I would love for you to share how important this became, because I'm not here today talking to you because I've had those things. I've had people show up, things show up, money show up. I don't know. How about you?
Absolutely. And, you know, I want to say the first lesson I learned in this, as far as doing a film and having these amazing international thought leaders and wisdom keepers just come to an event. And Pat, coming with no charge, no charge. You know, they are coming
wow.
to believe in it. You know, Pauline Nguyen commands $25,000 an hour. She came for free. Natalie Ledwell came for free. And in my first film, I remember I had 67 cents in my savings account. I'm like, I am doing this event. I'm doing this film. And I went down to Santa Fe, and a friend of mine had said, well, Larry Dossey lives in Santa Fe. Why don't you get, you know, send him an email and set up something. So we did. He and his wife joined me for dinner. I told them about my first film, the idea, and I'll never forget the moment. I was just thinking about it the other day where Larry Dossey put his hand over mine and said, Stephanie, how can I refuse? You know, he just felt it. And he said, you and your, you know, this generation of thought leaders, we're passing the torch to you. And now you're picking it up, and this is what's manifesting through it. So every single person there, you know, the Capanellis, George and Sedina Capanelli, which I believe you know, television and film producers, PBS, Ageless Living series, phenomenal individuals. They also lived in Santa Fe serendipitously mm-hmm. and met me for breakfast. And they were both like, yeah. And as a matter of fact, here's our award-winning film crew that you can connect with that ended up filming that first film. Now, this event and all of this with Becoming Fierce was no different. And I have to tell you, in order to get the film crew there, Pat, I had to come up with $50,000. You know, and that's just for the filming. That's not post-production.
No, right.
We've now joined with a nonprofit, which is phenomenal. So people can donate to that nonprofit, and it goes through that to help support the film to really get this message out to women. And before we got that, we were just a couple weeks away, maybe even, 10 days away from the event, and we had not secured the funds. We needed $30,000. And Anna Dara and I, the director of Film Nest, met, and we said, we both have seen this vision come true. We have seen ourselves there with this, with these women. We have seen ourselves sharing this message. And I said, I don't know how this is going to happen, but this is going to happen. And again, I am not kidding you. Like, it's like when you have that kind of conviction, the universe answers the call. And 24 hours later, we had $30,000.
And that's really what I want to talk about, because there is an energy and there's an energetic connection, and this is really important. And, you know, some people call them angels, some people call them miracles. There are other people that write about the science of intention, the biology of belief. Thank you, Bruce. There are so many things like this. But we need to tell more and more stories like this. I mean, you know, when I think about Lynn McTaggart and the first time I met Lynn and the intentions experiment and all of that, it even happened for me before that. One of my first interviews was with Jean Houston and, you know, the late Dr. Angelus Arian. And by the way, Dr. Angelus Arian became one of my most powerful mentors for me at a time when I was very ill
and all I could do was a radio show in 2004, 5, and 6. And to this day, Dr. Angela Zarian is always going to be in my heart. And her loss is, oh God, I'm choking up. She is greatly missed. And she's missed to me because early on a journey which I don't come from this background. I didn't go to school for this. This is not how I got here. But what you and I are talking about and the people that have been around us and been surrounding us and encouraging us, how many of those people help you remember the truth of who you are, Stephanie? Because that's one thing we need to talk about now.
Yeah.
If you are around people that are not supporting the truth of you, who you are, and I said this on the show that I do with Mark Anthony, and you have to come on that show, by the way. I said this on that show. The hardest thing for me to do was to cut those people out of my life. And yeah. People thought, that is so harsh, Pat. Is that like your Bronx side of you? Is that like the New York side of you? No, Catherine Ponda said it first. But let's talk about this. Because don't we have to surround ourselves with people that are going to fuel our vision, spark and ignite us? Because it's so hard to be around the people that don't.
Absolutely. You know, and I love in Jack Canfield's book, Success Principles, where he talks about you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And I have found that in my life to be absolutely true. And part of what we did at the retreat was actually, and it's a chapter in my book, is purge what doesn't serve. And so we literally were listing, you know, what beliefs do I have that no longer serve me? What behaviors do I have that no longer serve me? And what relationships do I have that no longer serve me? And I had someone from the audience ask me straight out, what about if it's your parents? What about it's your parents or it's a close relationship that it's toxic? And those individuals, I mean, I think that's the hardest, Pat, right? When it's someone that we're related to. And what I shared with her and what I shared in my book was my own story of really growing up being such a daddy's boy and for 13 years having the most golden childhood. And then one night having that completely shattered at 13 years old as my brother and I looked out the second story window as my mom is screeching down the driveway in her car and my dad's jumping on the hood, pounding on the hood of the car. I'd never seen my mom cry or my parents fight. This was totally my whole world turning upside down. And in a nutshell, what ended up happening, you know, I went from being this daddy's girl who literally, I love my dad so much. I was fishing beside him at 4 years old. I would sit beside him every morning while he shaved and put shaving cream on my face and shave it with a little plastic toothbrush holder. I just wanted to be close to him. And the importance of this in sharing this is that then there became a time at 13 when my father, that whole event was because my father had waited till we all went to sleep to tell my mom he was having an affair. And so my family exploded. My mother, who had been such a rock, became emotionally unstable. Now, she's one of my very best friends today, and I always have to say that because she's one of the – I dedicate the book to her because she's one of the most fierce women I know. But at the time, she was very, very unstable. She'd loved this man for 18 years.
Yeah.
And now her family explodes. Well, it was natural for me because I was so close to my dad. I moved in with my father. And in very short order, I was told I could no longer speak to my father alone. I could no longer do anything with him alone. And to this day, I have not been allowed to speak to him alone on the phone. And what happened at 16 years old when I decided to move back in with my mother, actually it was just for a summer. I was going to stay there for a couple weeks. And it ended up being a couple years.
Wow.
My father decided they were moving to Austin and in one night said, you know, are you going to come? And I said, no, I've grown up here. I've been in Fort Collins since I was 4 years old. I was about to be a junior in high school, you know, and friends are so important. And I said, no, I'm staying here. And he didn't speak to me for a year.
Yeah.
So, you know, Pat, I come to all of this through like a very deep, deep, deep experience of pain that I held within me probably for the next 15 years. And so I had to cultivate this befriending myself and how to love myself and
through therapy and EMDR and all kinds of women's retreats and what we all do, right?
I love it that I went to like these women's music festivals. That was like so fun, totally hippie.
I mean, just the best. I mean, and learning how to love myself. And when I really could love myself, I could love the other women in my life and not see them as competition. I could love the men in my life in a way that it was like totally fierce, truly being open-hearted and standing in that fear. And so I tell you all this, that it'll be 6 years ago that I decided to terminate my relationship with my father.
Yeah.
And that was after a lifetime of pain, yeah. After a continued, literally, emotional abuse throughout my life. And here's the thing. We can detach with love. I still love my father to this day. You know, my partner, he always says to me, if you didn't know you weren't speaking to your dad, you would think you two had the closest relationship, because what I remember from my father is the wisdom that he gave me, Pat, and the love for academics and poetry and music. That was his gift to me. So I can detach with love, and that's what I invite people to do. So it doesn't matter if it's a parent, if it's a sibling, if it's someone who continues, and it continued, you know, throughout my life. It wasn't that there was just some verbal abuse and emotional abuse. It continued throughout my life. And at one point, I finally got the conviction to say, enough.
Yeah.
Enough. I'd been writing the letter for a year. I literally had stopped, and if I can just inject this last thing, what truly to me was testament of all of this is my father had had a very severe heart attack.
Mm.
This is the year before I stopped speaking to him, and I was about to send the letter, but then he had this heart attack. So I flew out to Austin. He was in a coma, and he came to. He opened his eyes for the first time when he heard my voice.
Mm.
And they were worried he had brain damage, so they weren't going to do the quadruple bypass until they knew he had enough brain functioning. And Pat, all he could say is, I love you. You're precious.
Yeah.
You're beautiful. And he would repeat that over and over.
Wow.
And it was like all of the pain, everything melted, because I could see my father's essence.
Yeah.
And so I think that's something we need to know. We can still see the essence. We can still see in the beauty in someone's heart, beyond their behaviors, beyond circumstance, and it doesn't mean we continue an abusive relationship with them.
Absolutely, and you see, that's what becoming fierce is all about. You know, it means that, you know, from your book, and there's so many things also, too, that we could talk about, but, you know, there was one thing I read from your book, and I remembered it. It's something like, you know, life has knocked me down a few times. It showed me things I never wanted to see. You know, I experienced sadness and failures, but one thing for sure, I always get up. And I think that was by somebody unknown. I think I almost have it memorized correctly, but I'm not sure. But it's when you open a book and you come out with that, and then of course the stories you share in this book are just amazing. The one thing I love about this is that becoming fierce, beautiful, beautiful way to hone in on every strength you're capable of having, every strength you already have, and every strength you've learned from every weakness you have. And I am not afraid to use the word weakness, because every weakness I have had or have now or will have has always, because of what you just said, has always transmuted itself to strength. And I love that you shared that story. I mean, I'm listening to it and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, similar relationships with our dad. And yet at the same time, we have to know in life, the way you just shared it, you got to know when to hold them and you got to know when to fold them, Stephanie.
I love that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, like you said, those are the things that dim our shine and they wear us down. And it is too essential right now that we are excavating whatever is covering up the sparks inside of us. You know, that's one of the things that I speak to my clients about daily, is how can we continue to clear this conduit that we are
to bring as much love and healing to the world as possible. The world needs us now more than ever before.
Yeah, I love also that you shared about the book and the publishing of it. And, you know, I haven't talked about this much on air, but I work with some of our hosts and work with them because this is uncharted territory for them. And how do you get a book agent? How do you put a proposal together? And I've worked with some of them, and one of them in particular. And our latest experience was so shocking to me, right? It was just so different for me. And we fought the good fight and we lost. Mm. And this is what I want to say about the world of publishing today. Before any of you all sign any kind of contract with any kind of publisher or book agent, you must add the line in there, I get the final choice on the title and I get the final choice on the cover. Because if you don't, what they pick for you may not even come close to your life's path, your brand. May not even represent your brand, and you'll find yourself in a position. See, now these are the things, Stephanie, we have to help women with. It's about becoming fierce, but also what you do is you help them with the how in life. That's what your coaching is about. See, you and I help people with the how in life. And I sent an email out to all of the hosts that I'm working with on book deals, and I said, do not sign any publishing contracts. Do not sign any book agent contracts till we talk about this. Because what you end up with, no matter how fiercely, and we fought, we even redesigned the book cover. My artist created 20 new redesigns of book cover. We sent in evidence about why you should name this book this and why it didn't test in a focus group. We did all of that, all of that. We talked about the fact that this book was more than a holistic book. It was a mainstream book. Over weekends, long hours that we put in to help with this. And then you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. And, you know, sometimes when you feel like your vision falls on ears that can't hear, hearts that can't open, and eyes that can't see, you need a little help from somebody like you, Stephanie, because this is also part of becoming fierce. It's not rolling over. It's like Susan Dene says, you don't have to be a bulldozer, but you're not a doormat either. Isn't that what you learned as well?
Absolutely. And that's just it. I think that it's important that we continue to reinvent ourselves, that we continue with whatever our dream is. If we have that fierce passion inside of us, then nobody deters us from that. We might have to go down different avenues. You know, when I created that first film, there were so many people that were like, yeah, it doesn't feel like it's complete yet. Yes, you know, we're not ready to share this or to take this film. And it literally wasn't until I spoke to, and this is, you know, 2.5 years later. It wasn't like we got done and we edited it and it was broadcast. You know, I just believed in the message so deeply and so fiercely that I knew I held on to that vision. And so eventually, when I had Martin Root on my show, and he's talking about his project Heaven on Earth, he knew some of the people in my film. He knew Larry Dossey. He knew Jacob Lieberman. And he said, I want to watch the film. So I sent him the copy. He watched it 3 times,
wow,
gave me 4 pages of notes. And he said, this is a really good film. You could make it great. And we went back to the editing room. And we finished editing it, and I knew then it was finally ready. It was done. And I sent it to him, and he's like, oh, my God, I love this. Send it to Natalie Ludwell. And Natalie Ludwell, 3 days later, sends me a note and says, I hope it's okay. I sent it to my friend Jonathan Barbado. He happens to own the More You channel. And Jonathan loved it. And so here we are. You know, so it's, you continue to hold that dream. You continue to hold that vision. And sometimes it's going to take a different route than you ever imagined. Sometimes you do have to edit it. Sometimes there's a reversion, and that's okay.
Yep.
Knowing that you were given that dream. I mean, we've heard this so much, Pat. You know, we're not given a dream without the means to have it unfold,
right?
And to manifest. And it is the truth. It's the
right
truth. So if you hear that inner calling, I'm saying absolutely listen and trust that inner calling. Your inner GPS is guiding you on the next step of your journey. and you can manifest that dream.
I love this because one of the most powerful things we're talking about here when it comes to fears is having fear states. And what we're talking about is not from a religious perspective, but fear states. That is belief. That is trust. When your beliefs and your faith and your vision and your dream is fierce, it is unstoppable. It is invincible. It is that thing that when all else around you starts to come down, it is the one thing that you get reminded of that it's called your dream for a reason. It's yours. Stephanie, I can't thank you enough for today. My gosh, so much. Again, how do people find out about this, the film, the book, the movie, everything, and how do people support you?
Thank you, Pat. So they can go to Amazon. My book is on Amazon, Becoming Fierce. And it will be available on Audible in a couple months, so they can hear it as well, read by me. And also on Plex, on the More You channel, it's free. You can get my film, When Sparks Ignite, and that there'll be show times for that available on the Plex network, being shown all through July, and then it will just go on a regular where you can watch it whenever you choose. And then get a hold of me at stephaniejames.world. You can find out about events. You can see a trailer for the movie, and you'll be able to see our next, what we filmed, Becoming Fierce, is going to be a six-part network series on Plex.
Wow.
So that is going to be coming up late fall this year. It's happening. I mean, we are so thrilled to share that content. It is powerful. And contact me directly. I would love to work with you. I would love to help anyone find that inner voice, find that inner love, find that spark, and become fierce at stephaniethespark@gmail.com.
Stephanie, I can't thank you enough. I mean, honestly, the journey continues. You will be coming back. We're here to support you. I can't thank you enough for helping women understand what that next step is for them. You know, what women have accomplished a lot, and you become bold, you become brave. It is now time to become fierce. And thank you for reminding us of that. Last question, what's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today? And again, thank you for everything.
Absolutely. Thank you, Pat. I have the chills, actually, when you ask that question. And I have to go back again to my main message, which is that your healing matters. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I said to the presenters when we were all sitting there just together, I said, all of us are the same height, which means all of us are in this together. No one is more important than anyone else. So regardless of your economic status, where you live, how successful or unsuccessful you feel, your healing matters. Each one of us contributing to the whole, that's what's going to illuminate the world.
Mm-hmm. Stephanie James, everybody, I can't thank you enough for joining me today. I am always sitting on the edge of my seat waiting for what is next here. But also thank you for the reminder, not just for me, but for many people out there, that this is an energy that you can bring in your life today. It doesn't matter. You don't have to be creating a film. Maybe you're becoming fierce simply by getting out of bed today.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Stephanie James, everybody, most amazing. Benny, Micah, all of you, are you ready? Are you ready to become fierce? Come on. I know you are. I know you are. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll see you next time.